Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbor,
we're your neighbor.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hand,
lend a favor.
We're
your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbor,
we're your neighbor.
Like we've all been conditioned by calendars and dates.
I want you to hear what I'm saying.
But there's no time,
no,
like the present,
no time
to give love.
To give love.
Greetings to our radio listening audience, and welcome again this morning. The Sunday morning broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. Thank you again for joining us this beautiful Sunday morning that we have here in the nation's capital. We pray that you will enjoy another good discussion and inspirational information that you receive from Imam Shahid Shabazz today. Also, we want you to join us. Give us some feedback, and sit back, relax, enjoy the show, and let us hear from you. We are so glad to have you, because the show is for you. This morning, we will have a discussion on when people reject faith in Allah, instead to replace it in intelligence. Yes, yes. Once we reject our Creator, and his message to us, then we are out of our minds because we don't know which way to go, how to act, what to do, and we try to do it on our own. So we reap the results that we see today that are happening in the world. We have forgotten who the Creator is and his proper name, as we say, is Allah, the All in All. So this morning we will have the show coming to you, as usual, from the radio broadcast, The Reality of a Creator, Blog Talk Radio Show. When the lost people reject faith in Allah, insanity replaces intelligence. Strong, strong, strong. Gives you something to think about. Allah's laws are set and fixed in his creation. Allah's laws are for our protection. As long as we obey Allah's laws or will, Allah says to protect us from harm or evil. Evil is the false illusions of this world and everything in this world. Allah says in his book, the Holy Quran, the root of all evil is the love of this material world. Allah also says, this world's seasons, they come in and then they are gone. The everlasting world is unseen. This is the world of Allah. This material world is an illusion. Our life in this world will not last. It too is an illusion. So people, stop putting your hope and trust in this world and the things of this world, because Allah says the things of this world are but goods and chattels of deception. Deception? Deception means you think that they are bringing good in your life, but they will always bring evil in your life. Put your trust where your trust belongs, in Allah. Allah is the only reality. So Allah is the only existence we should trust. There is nothing else. Allah says also in his final revelation of the Holy Quran, hearts do find satisfaction in the remembrance of Allah. I will create to Allah made our hearts pure. Sin and corruption pollutes our hearts. Allah says He reveals His revelation, the Quran, as the healing for the diseases in our hearts. As you can see, we have a very, very exciting discussion for you today, and we do want you to join us with our feedback, compliments, questions. Just be a part of the show, and let's all enjoy. And now I give to you Imam Shahid Shabazz. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, we'll begin. First of all, by saying, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, all praise is due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of all the worlds, the most gracious, the most merciful, the master, the ruler of the day of judgment. Thee do we worship, and thine aid we seek. We ask Allah to show us the straight way, the way of those on whom He hath bestowed His grace, those whose portion is not wrath, and who go not astray. Amen. With that said, the opening prayer of the Quran, we greet you in the beautiful greens of peace. As-salamu alaykum.
We will start
by saying to the radio listening audience, we're going to come a little different today. It's the same, but it's just a little different in the opening, the way I want to open. The way that I want to open today, of course, like the sister said, when you forget Allah, you become insane. Allah is the creator for all of you all who don't know what the name Allah means in Arabic. It means that the creator that created everything, His will is all in everything He created. And He created everything, so His will is all in all. So He's Allah, the creator, whose will is all in all His creation. It's the same. He rules all the worlds, and He's not only the Lord of all the worlds, but He's the Lord of all systems of knowledge. All systems of knowledge. There's so many systems of knowledge. So now, we want to briefly just go back in the past to bring us to the present and to show us how we're going to get to our future destination. Okay, in the beginning, Allah created a man and a woman, Adam and Eve. And from them, He said, He produced countless men and women. You can't count them. So now, how can we be divided like we are in the world today? How can the world be divided like they are, each race fighting against the other race? And more so, just each race fighting against each race, mostly all of the human race, the light-skinned people, no matter where they come from, they all look down on the darker-skinned people of the human race as being less than they are. Even in America and England in particular, and the Jews in Israel in particular, I'm talking about all three of them in particular, the Jews and the Christians, in their Bible, in their dictionary, it say that everything black is bad and everything white is good. The definition of everything bad is in Webster's dictionary. You look in Webster's dictionary, it will tell you that black means everything that's ungodly, and white means everything that's godlike. Look at the conduct of the so-called white people, and you answer that question yourself and say, are all white people godlike, and are all black people ungodly? And you can only come back with the most logical conclusion and the right answer, which is no. So I'm saying this to say that Allah didn't create color, skin color. He didn't describe Adam and Eve as black or white or Chinese. He didn't give us these labels. So people are divided because of labels and titles and rituals. But when you get to the heart of what life is all about the unity of Almighty Allah. The unity of Almighty Allah is what he put in Adam and Eve when he made a male and a female, and then he put some of his spirit in Adam and Eve, and it brought them together and made them one soul. Yeah, two laws, but one soul. So that being said, they, being the father and mother of all humanity, all humanity is supposed to be what? One spirit. Why? Because there's only one creator. But we don't see this. We see religion fighting against religion today. We see people in their own religion fighting against each other and bickering. We see people in religion today trying to get self-glory, not getting the glory to Allah or the Creator, but they want to take his glory. They want glory for themselves. But all glory and all praise belong to the one that created creation, the one that sustains creation, and the one that's all-knowing, and the one that's all-powerful, and the one that's just. You see, we don't have no power as human beings. So, yes, when we forget our creator, we forget our own souls. Also, I was thinking as the co-host was talking, we've heard this a lot, and it's a lot of truth in it. Words can be said in different ways, but with the same meaning. An idle mind is the devil's workshop. What is an idle mind? An idle mind is an empty mind. It's an empty mind. It's a mind that don't think. It's a mind that don't have the ability to think or reason anymore. And the only way the mind can't think or reason is when the mind is disconnected from the spirit of Allah or the Creator inside the heart. It's the spirit of Allah, our Creator, when he put his spirit in our heart, it turned on the light in us of intelligence. And then we begin to be able to reason. Then we begin to be able to think and understand what things are and the purpose of life and the purpose of creation. The human being is different from all other animals. All of the animals, they cannot go beyond their nature. Their natures are already established by the Creator, and they cannot. It's impossible for them to break or go against their nature because of the power of the Creator. He have their nature already set and fixed, and everything in creation follows his nature, as a matter of fact. And the nature of all things created is good. Almighty Allah say when he created the heavens and the earth, he created the heavens and the earth all good. He didn't say I created some part good and some part bad. No, he created all creation good. In fact, he said he created the heavens and the earth in six evolutions, or periods of time, as what we call time. It really ain't no time, but it was evolution. Because one brother say he's an ever-evolving creator. So the Creator don't never stop evolving worlds and worlds and worlds. He's an eternal creator that is eternal from the beginning, eternal always. He never have no ending where he stopped creating worlds and worlds and worlds. He's a creator of all worlds and worlds and worlds to come after this world and continuous forever. So therefore, his power and the way he work and do things is the same today as it was in the beginning of time. And I want to say to all of those who think that their religion is right, I want to say this to you. There ain't no religion. There ain't nobody got no religion. Everybody that is call itself a human being, they have a way of life they're supposed to live. Islam, it is that way of life. Why? If you don't know the Arabic, then how can you say Islam is not that way? Islam means submission to the will of the Creator. If everybody was submitting to the same Creator, we all would be one. There would be no division, and the enemy couldn't come in and divide us along color lines. You black, I'm white, she Chinese, she Spanish, that's an Indian. No, we all are human beings if we are in our right mind and our right spirit, which is the spirit of our Creator, then we are one. And Almighty God, Allah, say in the beginning of time, all mankind was one. See, people don't like to study history. If you study history, you'll be rewarded. History rewards all research. At one point in time in history, all people in the world, on the planet Earth, they were one. There was no racism. Everybody helped each other. They looked upon each other as one. This is in the final revelations of Allah for all people, the Holy Quran. Also, I want to say the Holy Quran is just a continuation of all the revelations that Allah or the Creator revealed to all of his prophets and messengers. So therefore, the Holy Quran, people say, how can you get the original Bible? You hear them say that in America especially. How can I get the original Bible of Jesus? You get the original Bible or teachings of Jesus or revelation of Jesus in the Holy Quran. They say, how can I get the book of Moses? You get the book of Moses in the Holy Quran. They say, how can I get the books of Abraham or any other prophets? They all are in the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran didn't say it was the only revelation. Allah didn't say the Quran is the only revelation. He said the Holy Quran is the final revelation. That means that he have completed all his other revelations in the Quran. And the thing that he did different from his other revelation, men, over time, periods of time, they changed his revelation and start practicing what's called bid'ah, inventing their own ideologies into Almighty God's revelation, saying God says all right to do this, and these things were wrong, and they lied on God. Lied on the Creator, lied on Allah. So Allah, he allowed that, he permitted that just to test their faith, to see if they were worthy to represent his truth. And all of them failed, the Jews and the Christians, they failed. Then he finally gave his favor to the Muslims through Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him and peace be upon all the prophets and messengers of Allah. And now the Muslims did the same things all over the world. They have failed in their responsibility to uphold the truth of Almighty God Allah in all its clarity and purity. The truth of Allah is clear. One of the titles in the Holy Quran of Allah's truth is Al-Bayyana. And I ain't got to be saying it absolute word correctly, alphabets and syllables. It means clear evidence. No matter how you say it in Arabic. Arabic has no basis for a person being sincere, knowing how to speak the Arabic of the Quran. The Arabic of the Quran, I say that is pure. It's pure. But the language itself is not pure. Only the Arabic which Almighty Allah spoke, the language he spoke within to his last prophet Muhammad was Arabic, and it happened to be the book of the Quran is Arabic, and it's pure. Almighty Allah said he have protected it from corruption. He said no corruption and evil can approach the Quran from before, behind, or from any way. It cannot approach it. How do he mean this? He mean that if your heart is not pure, if you seeking religion or faith in Almighty God just so you can mislead other people off of vain self-glory with ulterior motives, Allah say he have put a seal in his book, the Quran, where your heart can't receive his message. That's how he have protected the Quran. So speak it in Arabic or any language you want. If your heart is corrupt, If your heart is bad, you have bad near intentions, you will never understand the truth. And that's a fact. We were taught that even as so-called Christians here, brought here in America and forced into a so-called Christian religion that made everything white, made God white, the angels white, heaven white. Back in slavery, everything white was right. So today we have the Quran to teach us the truth that white is not right, but good morality is right. Justice is right. Equality is right. So praise be to Allah. This is the way we want to start off today. And we also want to say that we don't have a long time as we may think. And Allah say just because he's extending his respite and he have not brought destruction on America like he do in other parts of the world, he's bringing earthquakes and tsunamis and wiping out whole civilizations, whole people. And America, it's the reason why Allah haven't destroyed America. We know America is one of the, not the one of, we know America is the most wicked and diabolical country, the government on the planet Earth. I say that boldly, and ain't nothing she can do to me. Ain't nothing she can do to me. Allah possesses all power. So if all the nations gathered together to do any of Allah's servants any harm, they could only harm them with what Allah, through his power, permits them to harm them with. And if they gathered together to do them in the benefit of good, they could only benefit them with the good that Almighty God, Allah, have prescribed for them to do. He have all power. Evil and people and creation of Allah has no power at all. Understand this. Because if you don't understand this, you'll never be able to overcome your own evil and the evils of this world. The only way we can overcome evil is by understanding that all good proceeds and comes from the Creator, Allah, and all bad comes from our own choices and our own actions as human beings. This is what Allah says. So you can stop the evil in your world today. Your world ain't the material world, people. Your world is your thinking, the world of your mind, the world of your thoughts. How you think is how you live. That's your world. If you think evil, then your world is an evil world. If you think good, then your world is a good world. So people make their own heaven on this earth, or they make their own hell by the way they think. And Allah tells you, if you submit to my will, then your thinking will be righteous. Your thinking will be good. And if you think following your own will or ways or this carnal desires, appetites, your will lead you into all evil, all the evils of this world. So we hope that is clear. And with that said, we want to read from the Holy Quran for all the Christians in particular and the Jews in particular. Those are our two major religions outside of Islam. Islam is the largest religion or way of life on the planet Earth. It has more people worshiping the one God, Allah, in Islam than any other religion. In fact, other religions don't teach the worship of the one Allah, one God. They teach you to worship other false gods. So Allah says the Quran revelation has step by step confirmed the law of Moses and the gospel of Jesus, Isa. It is Allah say the Quran is a guide from Allah. And Allah say the Quran, his truth, in the Quran appeals to reason, that's thinking, and understand it. He said, let us understand the Quran rightly and in reverence and truth, unswayed by those who reject faith in Allah. And ever, check this out, this is most power, and ever seeking the reward of the pleasure of Allah through firmness and faith in Allah, patience in right endeavor in the cause of Allah, righteousness, discipline, and charity in the cause of Allah, and offering others the divine light of Allah in the ground which we have ourselves received. Muslims, that's our job. Now you know what your job is, Muslims, if you didn't know before. Your job is not to just form a group like the Jews and the Christians did and say Islam is the only way that Allah will accept people and that everybody else is going to hell if they don't become Muslim by name. We ain't talking about actions and intentions. We're talking about name. Allah says in the Holy Quran, whether you be Muslim, Christian, Jew, Saban, he said, any who believe in him, Allah, in the last day, they will get their reward with Allah, and upon those people will be no fear nor grief. So there are righteous people outside of Islam. Prophet Muhammad himself, best friend, was a Christian, a king. He protected Prophet Muhammad when the idolaters, the idol god worshippers, was trying to kill him. He protected him and his followers. So we need to get out of this mentality of thinking that we can, the world going to continue to go on, and we are claiming faith in God, all of you claim faith in God, and yet think you can be a part of this, have one foot in this world and one foot in the world of Allah. No, that's called worldly double-dealing. You get with those who believe and you say, I believe. Then you get with those who disbelieve in Allah, who love sin and wickedness, and you say, I'm getting down with y'all. I ain't really with them. I was only joking. You think this type of conduct will work? Is it working? It's destroying you, and it's destroying the world. Evil is our enemy. So Allah, the Creator, say, treat evil as your enemy. So if you know evil is your enemy, why are you going to indulge into evil and then think you can come back to righteousness, the righteousness of Allah, and think he's going to guide you? Allah don't accept evil. Allah don't accept wrong. Allah, the Creator, only accepts good. Good moral behavior. Now, he did accept repentance. He didn't make us perfect. You always hear people talk about that, and there ain't nobody perfect. Well, just because you ain't perfect, that means you're supposed to justify your wrong? No. The only way out of wrong is sincere repentance to Allah, your Creator, and amendment of your conduct, change of your conduct back from bad to good. Allah say if you know you intend a bad deed, but you don't carry it out, he say he will reward you for a full good deed. Now check that out. You don't have to do that. But we have a Creator that don't want to see us destroy ourselves and each other. So he gives us all kinds of leeway to try to come back to righteous, his righteousness, his justice. Huh? I'm going to stop right there and give someone else an opportunity if they want to just come in and add on to, inshallah, which means to be the will of our Creator, something to what I've already said. As-salamu alaykum.
Walaikum as-salam. Thank you. We are listening, our radio listening audience, for those of you who are just joining us. We are listening to the Sunday morning broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. And my, what a discussion. What a discussion. What information is given to you. Let's just not listen to it. Let's absorb it. Think about it. React on it. That's what it's all about. And we want to hear your feedback to see if you are understanding. To see if, as some say, to see if we are all on the same page. To see if you realize just who you are, who your Creator is, and what your purpose is on earth. We have many, many, we have up here a few lights that have been on for a while. I'm going to have them be joining us now because we do want that feedback. The first is a 919-240-8177 number. Assalamu alaikum. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from?
Assalamu alaikum. This is our brother Billy out of Durham, North Carolina.
Assalamu alaikum, brother Billy.
Yes, sir. Enjoying your show this morning, man. Me and this brother will go back a ways. We was talking earlier this morning, and he's on a roll. I mean, I'm enjoying what you're saying, man. Ain't much I can add to what you just said.
Well, I'm praising you, brother.
Just
love, man. Yes, sir.
I can just compliment
you,
brother.
Yes, sir.
And, yeah,
thank you.
Glad you brought out that point of what the Quran says, even about the Christians and the Sabians and all, you know, these people who were before. You laid it out
yes,
very
sir.
Well, brother. And
well,
I mean,
thank you, brother. I thank Allah.
Yeah, I'm just having a good time just hearing you throw down, brother, as we used to say.
Well, okay, well, thank you very much, brother. I give all humble praise to Allah. I'm just empty. You know, I was saying to you before the program come on, I really consider my worship of Allah like, and I've been this way ever since he brought me in Islam 43 years ago back out of the dead world. I consider myself like an empty glass. They taught us that in martial art, too, and me and you both took up martial art. And
yes,
they taught us, Bruce Lee even taught that in his teaching. He said, be like water. Running water purifies itself, and water also seeks its level. And that's a good analogy, too, because, you know, when you are actively striving to do good and live a good life, as we were talking today, when we go through things in this world is only for trial and purification.
Yes, sir.
So this world right here, we're supposed to keep doing good to the end. And then at the end, we will reach our goal. Our goal
mm-hmm.
is Allah, our Creator, and the only way to get to him is through what? Purification.
Yes.
But that purification can't be on Jummah prayer day, and then after Jummah, to the next Jummah, I'll purify myself again.
Right,
or making
right.
Hajj, I make Hajj one time or three or four times, and I'm already set to go to heaven. No, you got to work. You got to work. That's not realistic. You got to work. Allah said you serve me until the hour that's certain. And we all know the hour that's certain for all of us is death. We're going to die. We're dying mm-hmm. right now as we breathe in and out. Allah said we get
right.
nearer to death. And ain't nothing
right.
we can do to stop it.
Right.
And one thing I shared with you this morning, I want to share with everybody else. People are trying to possess these material things now and each other. Possess my wife, possess my son. And you hear people talking about my children, my this, my that. We didn't bring anything in this world when we came. Allah created.
All right.
And when we leave this world, what do we take with us? Nothing.
That's true.
So the most important concern for the human being while we're in this world is what? If everything here, like the sister says, is an illusion, if everything in the material world, including ourselves, is just an illusion and Allah is the only reality, then how can we say there's value in anything in this world? The things of this material world have no value.
Mm.
The only value in this world that we can get, even with the material things and our families and each other, is the good from Allah that we use ourselves and the things to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When we use ourselves and the things to do good, the goodness is the value. That gives us value. That gives us our life. And if you keep on doing good and using the things you got to share and do good by your brothers and your sisters and help each other, then we'll have a world like heaven. And it'll be the value will be in not the material, the value ain't in the material thing, but it's in the good of Allah that you use the material things to do. I just wanted to
right.
say that, and thank you for the comments, brother, and the encouragement.
Excellent, brother. Thank you.
Yes, sir, you're quite welcome.
Thank you. Now, we have other listeners who have been with us for quite a while. We want to get them before they decide to. They have had enough for today, which we hope not, but we do want to hear from them. We have a 202-674-3189. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from?
Malfisa, and I'm from Washington, D.C. And I basically just joined. Walaikum
assalam.
Welcome to Allah. I just really joined, and I appreciate what I heard already because it is so true. And, you know, right then I'm just, you know, trying to be a person who can, you know, talk to other people about Allah. And that's all I have to say.
Well, you said a lot. All praise is due to Allah. I mean, you don't have to say a lot to say a lot, because it ain't how long you talk and what you say. It's the substance behind what you say. And being that I know you, sister, and you have a beautiful spirit, and you have shown in your actions being ill like me, we still show love and kindness to people, and we still invite people to the way of Allah. And we don't allow ourselves to focus on what we're going through. We know everybody's going through something. So Allah said, under all circumstances, we must still try to invite people to the right way, which is al-Islam for all people. And you've been doing that, and I know that. So may Allah continue to bless you physically, mentally, and spiritually to be able, like myself, to continue to represent, even when we can't talk. Let our life be a shining light of Allah's love, justice, and goodness for all people.
Allahu Akbar.
Thank you, my beautiful sister there. Sister Nafisa, assalamu alaikum to you. And we have another number here. That's a 336 number. It's 336-422-5769. Give us your name and tell us where you're calling from.
Hey, my name is Kevin. I'm calling from Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Brother Kevin, you did come on. That's my brother that I met the other day. He did come on. I felt he might come on. Thank you for coming on, Brother Kevin.
Hey, all you got is your word.
That's all. Thank you. That's all we got is our word. If your word is no good, you ain't no good. You don't even exist.
My word is my bond.
I believe that, Brother Kim. You're proving it. I mean, you know, by the fact that you're on the program today, you prove to me, anyway, your word is your bond.
Yes, sir.
So if you got some comments, man, we would like to hear from you, because I enjoyed my conversation with you. I got a lot out of it, and I hope you got a lot out of the conversation with me the time we spent together. We spent some quality time together the other day.
Yes, sir. You introduced me to the Black Sea.
Yes.
Yeah,
the Black
I had
Sea,
no idea. Black Sea, though. I didn't know all the benefits and the health benefits of it.
Yes,
and,
sir.
I appreciate that. I looked it up, and I looked up all the benefits, and it's incredible. And
it's
it comes from the earth, so it comes from God.
That's right. That's right.
So
you
introduced me to a godly health benefit, and I will be forever grateful.
Well, you're quite welcome. I'm forever.
I've told about 15 people already. I said, go look it up if you don't believe me. Go research it. It's just like God. It's just like God. You know, you're looking everywhere for it, but it's right inside it.
It's right inside.
The white man make a search the world for our God, and the whole time it's been right in our chest.
Right in our chest, brother. All praises to
right
you
in
so
our
much.
Heart.
That's right.
And I appreciate all your wonderful comments and everything that you're doing and the message you're trying to present, because it's all out of love.
Yes, it is.
And that's the real savior of this world. You know,
sure is.
We forget about
sure
the message. We forget about the message of Jesus. We forget about it because we get caught up into all the materialistic things, like you said. But the man brought love. He sat down with everybody. He sat down with everybody. He didn't exclude anyone. The prostitutes, the courtesans. He sat down with everyone. And I... I felt the love in your message. I felt the love in your voice, and I felt the love in your presence.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
It inspired me to listen, and it inspired me to speak the words I'm speaking today, because the only savior of this world is love.
It's love. That's right,
yeah.
Brother. I love.
And
thank
we gotta
you very
promote.
Much.
We gotta pound it. We gotta promote it. And it doesn't matter what you believe. If you don't believe in love, you're doomed.
You're doomed. That's absolutely right. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And well said. Because I'm glad you let all the audience know that you are not a Muslim by name, but you bear witness to the truth, no matter where it come from, and the truth. It's love. It's as simple as that. You can give it any title you want to give it. You can call Allah, God, Jesus, but we know that the one that created Jesus, the one that created Moses, the one that created Muhammad, the one that created everything, he is love, and you can't see him with your eyes, but you can see the love that he put on you when you wake up in the morning, the food you eat, all the things he do, like the black seed oil to give you, to help you, to sustain your not only physical life, but to he give you his word to sustain your mind and your soul to keep you sane so you won't go insane.
Yes, sir. And
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, a lot of people get caught up on words.
They
and not understanding words. And, you know,
that's
I know
right.
that the word Islam itself means peace.
It sure does.
And, you know, it has a lot to do with how people see things and how people view the world and how they are not understanding that they need to investigate what people say they should believe.
That's right.
Yeah, we've been controlled through a microscope. We don't see things for what they really are. We only see them for what they appear to be. And we get lost in the message, and we start following all these ideologies and fake gods, and it has caused dissension. And we
That's
forget
right.
about the word love and peace
That's
and
right.
unity
That's right.
and respect
That's
and
right.
dignity.
That's
and,
right.
And if we can just get our people to understand that within themselves, they can save themselves.
They sure can.
And, you know, like I said, I appreciate everything, man. And I'm going to continue to listen, and I'm going to continue to grow. And hopefully we can keep this going and get the message out. Because, like I said, I've told a few people who didn't believe, because when you don't know, you usually don't believe. And,
That's
you know,
exactly
we got to get off this lackadaisical attitude about life and love and liberty.
That's right, brother. And
we
got
to start loving one another, you know.
That's right, brother.
Because like I said, love is the savior, the true savior of the world. See, they forget
it
about
sure
the message that he brought. He brought love. He said, I'm not good. Only the one is good is my father.
That's what
he
said.
Don't look at me. Look at
That's
the man.
Right.
You know,
That's
stop,
what he
stop
said.
Praising the man and start praising the message.
Yeah.
You know, there's only one creator. And he created everything in a way of out of love.
Out of love.
Out of love.
That's right.
And we don't understand that. Especially today in these most critical times, the division.
That's right. Most critical times.
We are more divided than we've ever been before in every sense of the way, because
That's
we
right.
allow hate and misunderstanding and miseducation to give us our views.
That's
and
right.
We can't see, like I said, we can't see the forest for the trees.
That's true.
Yeah, and we're blind by certain individuals who got a different agenda.
That's right,
and,
brother.
And once we
That's
understand
right.
their agenda, because we can't believe that certain people would do such things, but it's been
That's
proven
exactly
over
right.
and over again, they're trying to keep you out of unifying.
That's
they
right,
need
brother.
Division, they need separation so they can profit off of it.
That's exactly
and
right.
once they see that and once they understand it, because seeing it is one thing, but actually understanding it is a totally different concept. You have
sure
to understand
is.
What love is. You
yes.
Know, you know, you got to feel it in your heart. You
yes,
know.
You do. That's the key.
Yeah, that like that. I mean, I don't know, think about the song or something. You know, you can't. Your lying eyes. Don't believe your lying eyes.
Yeah.
Believe your heart.
That's
you know,
right, brother.
God is inside
right.
of you. It's a still small voice, they say, inside of you. And that's God. That's the God in you telling you what's right. Do not
right.
mute. Do not ever mute that voice.
That's right.
Do not ever let outside influence put a muzzle on the voice inside of you. That's the
that's
God
right.
in you. That's the truth
sure
in you. The truth
sure
is right there in you. You don't have to go outside of your house to find the truth. All you
sure
got to do is look within.
There you go.
And stop allowing outside influences to make up the identity of what you believe.
Go on, guest speaker, our speaker for the day.
Hey, that's all good, my brother. Hey, one inspires the other.
That's right,
know?
Man. I just love it.
Yeah.
I mean, but you are a speaker, brother. You are speaking the truth. You're making it plain. And we both were just doing that. You complimenting me, brother, and I love you for that. We complimented each other when we was riding in the van and sitting in the van. And you doing it on the show so that others can benefit, and I just love you for it. And you're always going to be in my strongest prayers because I feel sincerity and I felt love from you. And not only felt it, but your actions showed me that you had love in the things that you did for me.
Well, you know, like I said, it took me a few years because, like I said, I was out in that world as you. And, you know, I was blinded by materialistic things and how I should
yes.
achieve and what the type of person I should be. But,
yes.
you know, sometimes it takes a tragedy to bring out the best in someone, you know.
That's
you're
exactly
going to either
right.
fall or you're going to stand. And I choose
that's right.
to stand. You know.
There you go. Me too.
So don't,
me too.
Don't no work get done sitting on your butt.
Sure don't. Sure don't. Sure don't.
Yes, sir. But that's
so
all I got
to
say, man. That's all I got to
well,
say. I appreciate you and everything, and I'm listening. I got my ears
yes.
wide open. I got my heart open, and I got my mind open. So with those
thank
three
you.
Things, you know, with God, all things are possible.
All things are possible. That's right, brother. And the truth shall set you free.
Yes, sir.
And you can only get the truth when you have love.
Exactly.
I mean, love, unconditional love. You don't love in certain circumstances. God loves
yeah.
us in spite of all that we do. And we
yes,
are
sir,
sinners.
Yes, sir.
And he still loves us. He don't give up on us.
No, sir.
We give up on him. Like you said, I love the way you phrase that. His voice speaks to us. I heard this, and I'm going to let somebody else come on, that once in our life, we get a calling from God with that small, still voice inside of us of God. He's calling us, and he's saying in the Quran, he's calling us to an eternal life of peace. But most people don't listen at the voice because they love the pomp and the glitter of the material things they see. And God say the material things in the material world, these things ain't nothing but goods and chattels of deception. They are not really real. The evil one even makes you think these things are real because you can see them with your eyes. But the reality ain't what you see. The reality is what you can't see. That's the spirit of God inside of you, like you said. So with that said, I'll allow another guest to come on, please. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you, Brother Kevin. Great job.
Yes, sir.
Wow, wow, what a beautiful, beautiful discussion, what a beautiful, beautiful teaching we are having here today. Messages going out. As they say, we have some powerful bonds that you are sending out today. And these are the kind of bonds that we like. These are the kind of bonds we want to receive. We have to thank Allah for blessing us with our beautiful guest, I don't see any more on right now, but I'm just overwhelmed myself. There's so much that's going on I'm receiving. I receive from both of these beautiful brothers. That's why we get all the information we can, because Allah has blessed us all with ways of expressing ourselves and saying and giving His word out, His truth, in different ways. So if we don't get it one way, we get it another. And as we can see here today with these brothers, we are not living a religion, people, as the brothers are saying, telling us. We are living a way of life, the life of a world of our thinking, the life of a world of our thinking. What you think is what is who or what you are. The world of your mind is the world of your thinking. Whoever or whatever you worship is your life. It is what you give all about your considerations. It is your considerations and all that you give. All the thinking in your mind is focused in that direction, on what it is that you worship, whatever it is. This becomes from within you, the way you see things, the way you perceive your life. And it reminds me of Job when he was, what's that? I'm sorry. I'll think about something else here. I was reading about the walk that they had here in Washington, D.C. yesterday. I'm thinking about all this walk and that's good. I used to love to walk. I used to love to protest for what is wrong and for the right. But then I start thinking, all this walking and talking, when will it join? Will it, when it all becomes the working and doing? All we see is walk, 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 talk, 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 profession. But what is the result of all of it? Where is the work? The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Most religions, as the Imam Shabazz has said, most of these things that are lost. Accepts evil alone. Allah is all good and accepts good. And Allah is all in all. He all in all accepts that which is good, that which is the best. That's what, except what He gives out. He doesn't give out evil alone. So therefore, He doesn't accept it. And I want to thank you again. I will try to see if there is more comments from our guests now that they have listened a little more. The beautiful comments of your brothers especially. And we have here, again, the 919 brother. Is there anything that you would like to say at this time? 919. Yes, my brother.
I'm just still listening in. I'm still contemplating what I've heard so far and, you know, digesting it. So just holding on, just listening.
Well, we thank you very much for Brother Billy. You know, this is a beautiful brother here. Me and this brother, we were blessed to connect. Excuse me, and I'm not going to be long. Excuse my little horse. We connected about 40-something years ago in Durham, North Carolina. We both was taking up martial art during that time. And my martial art instructor told me about this brother. This brother had just come from New York, and he was searching. He wanted to come out of that dead world of hatred we had for ourselves through slave mentality. We was hating on each other, selling drugs to each other, calling our women bees like we still doing, and just terrible the condition that we was in as black people back during the time we met, and that's been about 40-something years ago, and then got extremely worse now. But me and this brother connected because I came out of that, I was blessed to come out of that dead world out there of thinking first. And then my instructor told him, say, go up to Shabazz restaurant. I was working there in 1976 and 78. He came in about 1977. And we started talking, and he seen what this beautiful way of life had done for me, brought me out of darkness and destruction, in either somebody killing me or me killing them, and somebody black, or either winding up in prison the rest of my life. And Islam saved me from all of that destruction, because it's not a religion, it's a way of life, and it's clear. And this brother came in, and he's been one of the most humble brother that you can ever meet. And as Brother Kevin said, this brother epitomizes what he said. This brother, Billy Salam, represents love. I mean, if you ever be around him, you would never forget him, because you can't forget love. You forget evil, but you can't forget love. Love is forever. I just wanted to say that.
Well, brother, I appreciate those comments. You know, we say alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah.
Yes, sir.
And
all praises are due to Allah.
The same for you, man. You've been
a brother that's been out there.
Yes, sir. You've been out there in this, you know, you are a soldier, what we used to say, man. This brother's been out in the streets and been teaching, and ever since I've known him.
Yes, sir. I thank the Creator for blessing me, man, with the will. Because, see, he say all people can't be chosen to fight for him. See, because we're going to fight. We're going to fight for our immortal soul, like Brother Kevin was saying. But most people don't understand this, because they divided. They think the enemy is each other, but the enemy ain't another human being. The enemy is hatred. The enemy is ignorance of knowing that your real life is inside of you, and that you don't have to be in no particular religion to live a good life, and that material things can't give you a good life. If you die, can your money buy you, stop your death and buy you life? No. Can material things make you, give you heartfelt satisfaction? No, because they're temporary. You get a little pleasure out of them, and then that pleasure wears off. You got to get some more. And it goes on and on and on until you just waste your whole spiritual life following, like crack cocaine, a ghost.
Right.
Things that don't exist.
That's
true, bro. And I want to say that you can't have a evolution until you first have a revolution. Now, black people is the only people in the world that think that they're going to be free without fight. You got to fight and take your freedom back.
That's
and
right.
The one you got to take your freedom back from ain't the white man, it's you.
That's right.
You got to take your freedom back from your own carnal desires.
Right.
Your own worldly desires, designed worldly things and carnal pleasures, which all lead into evil and corruption, because there's no godliness in evil. So you got to save yourself from your own self, but we ain't got the strength to do it on our own. Like Brother Kevin said, we got to listen to the voice of Allah, our Almighty God, inside of us, and follow His voice sincerely, and then He will free us from our own selves.
That's right, bro. Well said.
Thank you, sir. That's all I got to say. I just want to give somebody else a chance to comment. Brother Kevin, if he ain't going, I would love to hear him comment again.
Yeah, I'd like to hear from that brother, too, again. Both of y'all throw it down.
He might be going off, though, but
Brother
I don't know.
Are you still there?
No, I think he's going off.
Yes, I believe he has gone off. We certainly enjoyed
it.
I can speak about the word that he used, love. He emphasized love. So everything he said was created out of love. And that is so true. That is why our Creator is giving us the time on earth, because He loves us so much that He wants us, when our journey is completed on this earth with Him, He wants us to return to Him and live life forever with Him. He doesn't want us to destroy our soul, our thinking, our way of life on this earth, to the point where we can't be useful and serviceable with Him and His creation in the true world. This wrong, that's is an illusion. So we are preparing for this world. We have to understand that. What we do on this earth prepares us to live the eternal life with our Creator, or to not live with Him and to live in the hellfire, as we say, forever, with the evil of this world. But if we can respond to make on earth determine how we will live the true life, the real life, in our eternal life. So this is very, very important. And another thing he said, he was talking about the voice from within. That's something that used to be talked about when we were little, listening to the voice. I believe we said that last week, from within.
That's right.
We have another voice now. We have two voices coming to us. But listen to the voice, the good voice. That which is telling you what to do that is right from within. Because that will determine what your life will be, the choice that you make in life. Do not let outside influence your way of thinking. Use your own mind to think with. Do not let it, as the brother said, put a muzzle on the voice within you. Let others what they say. Listen to your Creator, because this is how He comes to you. This is how He speaks to you, and from within. So it's so many beautiful, beautiful, and powerful messages that Allah has blessed His brothers to put out here today. And we want to go on and now and let Imam Shaheed Shabazz give us a little more information.
Okay, thank you, sister. I want to come from the Holy Quran, the final revelations of Allah for all humankind. And I say humankind because I think you, sister, is the one that emphasizes that I call him honorable, and he will always be honorable for me. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad that passed away in 1975 on through this world and went home to Allah said that everybody walking on 2 feet is a human being. And that's the truth. Today, most people walking on 2 legs called human being, they are not human, they are jinns. Jinns are evil spirits. You look at the things they do, you can't call them a human. A human being is love. The essence of a human being is love. The Almighty God Allah is love. And love don't, you can't love and hurt at the same time. That's impossible. Allah don't love us and hurt us. So how can you love me and hurt me at the same time? You can't do it. What I want to read here in the Quran is for all the Muslims that think just making 5 prayers a day is good enough for worshiping and serving Allah, the Creator. Allah says here in Surah 3, Ayat 189, He said, to Allah belongeth the dominion of the heavens and the earth, and Allah has power over all things. Allah say, behold, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, in the alternation of the night and the day, there are indeed signs for people, minds of understanding. Minds who celebrate the praises of Allah, standing up, sitting down, and lying down on their sides, and contemplate while they're in all of these postures the wonders of creation in the heavens and the earth with the thought, our Lord, not for nothing hast thou created all this. All glory to thee, Allah. Give us salvation from the penalty of the fire, the hellfire. And he goes on to say, this is the prayer of the believers. Our Lord, any whom thou dost admit to the fire, truly thou coverest with shame, and never will wrongdoers find any helpers. Our Lord, we have heard the call of one calling us to faith. Believe ye in the Lord. And we have believed our Lord. Forgive us our sins. Blot out from us our iniquities. And take to thyself our souls in the company of the righteous. Amen.
Amen.
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum, my friend. Yes, sir. Beautiful, my brother. All right. I believe we have about 10 more minutes here now to go. And if we have, let's see, did we hear back from the sister? I think we hear back from her. I don't see anybody else on now. Let's try to give her another chance in case she has a comment to make at this point. I'm like a sister, not pizza. Are you still with us?
Yes. Wa alaikum assalam. Welcome to Allahi wa barakatuh. Now, you know, alhamdulillah, Allah gave us choices. And a lot of us don't abide by the choices that come to us because they have no understanding. But, you know, sometimes I can lay in my bed and think of something. And you know what? It's not really me thinking. It's Allah giving me something to do or say to help people. And when the brother was talking about love, you know what? I love people who I know that don't love me. Because, you know, it's in my heart to appreciate what Allah has given me, the understanding of what love is. And people say, how do you like that person? And they did this and that to you. I said, you know what? We were all put down here for a reason. And my reason was to help. A lot of times, I'm like, why, Allah? Why I got to help him? But you know what? He tell me to keep on striving and understand what he put me here for. And alhamdulillah, I enjoy the service that I heard today, and I appreciate it. And it was all for the sake of Allah. Alhamdulillah.
Allahu Akbar. Thank you very much, sister. We try our best every Sunday. Allah bless us to live, to see, and to be in the health of mind, body, and spirit to bring our message. Just let Allah use us and bring the message of His truth to us and to the people that's listening. And to those who aren't listening, we pray that those who listen take the message back to them. And you heard it, Brother Kevin, say he done shared the black seed oil with about, excuse me, about 15 people. So you can see Allah is blessing us to be effective. Because that brother is the brother that took me to a doctor's appointment. And we talked about, because they canceled the appointment, we talked about 3 hours in the van because he had to take some more people home from their doctor's appointment. So everywhere we go in our whole life should be dawah. We should be trying to, Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, his whole life was dawah. All of his followers, their whole life was dedicated to inviting the world back to the way of peace, the way of Islam. And they show love even to their enemies. It was a time, and I know our time is short. I want to say this quickly. It was a time Prophet Muhammad was being persecuted in Mecca. And he had to get out of there quick. And he got out of there, and he went to a little town called Tarif. And when he got to the town, the people there was his enemies too, along with Mecca, the leaders of Mecca. So they told their children to take stones and stone them to death. And that's what they started doing. The little kids took up stones and started stoning the prophet. And they stoned him so much, he was bleeding so much, blood was running all down from his head, his clothes were soaked in blood. He was almost dead. And when they seen he was almost dead, they told the children, stop. And then they stopped. And he and his few followers, they got out safely. And Allah revealed to him a revelation at that time and asked him, do you want me to destroy that town for treating you like that? And you're my last prophet and messenger to the mankind, their only hope. He said, do you want me to destroy them right now? And Prophet Muhammad, you know what he said? This is why love is the key. He said, no, I don't want you to destroy them because later on in life, some of them might become believers in you, Allah. And later on, that whole town became a Muslim town. So Allah said, even those who spitefully hate us and show us enmity, he say, forgive them. He said, forgive them, you know. So, you know, love is power. And I want to say this, Stephanie Mills, she's a singer. She said in a song, and I never forgot years ago, and it's powerful today and forever, I've learned to respect the power of love. Frankie Beverly, a singer, said love is the key. And love is the key. And we have to learn to respect the power of a law of love and know that we can't deceive a law and be living a false life and being selfish. And you got Muslims, the majority of them, they won't even help each other. They don't even show each other love. Allah say, even in the Quran, if a Muslim, a believer, give you a greeting of assalamu alaikum, give them one equal, the same or at least of equal courtesy, but don't say, wa alaikum salam. I mean, that ain't no love. If I give you my love, you're supposed to give it back because it ain't your love or my love. It's the love of Allah. And if you don't give it back to me, Allah won't be. You ain't got it. Allah won't give you his love if you ain't going to share it with other people. So that's my ending comments. And I'll say a prayer if the sister want me to say a prayer. We're in the program.
Okay, we do have a few minutes. And I'd like to say to the love, again, that we're speaking on today, that I remember the songs that used to be were about love, loving and caring about each other. I remember another song that Dionne Warwick had out. What the world needs now is love, true love. It's the only thing that there's just too little love. And she is
that's
so right,
right
that that's the same. It remains the same. That message is the same today, if not more so today, than it was back then, people. And what we're talking about is that our minds have become so insane because we have forgotten our Creator, forgotten about Allah, forgotten about God. And we are living in a world running after the worldly things of this world, the false illusion. And we are our mind is in false deception, in deception. And therefore, we have no feelings. We replaced our feelings with just emotions and only concern for what materialistic things we can get from this world. There, we have lost love, the love of self, the love of kind, the love of caring, of sharing and working together. We've got to come back to that. Thank you, Ma'am Shahid Shabazz. Again, at this time now, I believe we can't end with our salat today. A beautiful, beautiful discussion that we've had today. We want to thank Allah for you, for all the guests that we have. And we want to, again, ask our guests to please invite someone else to come to join you. If you're really enjoying the show, if it's giving you information that you need that can help you with your life, then invite others to also join. If not, it's just one person more. Invite that person to come too and listen to these powerful teachings of the Imam Shahid Shabazz. Thank you again. You're listening to the Sunday Morning Radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, and my apologies because if there was anyone who wanted to say or make a comment or ask a question but didn't know how to do it, you would hit the number one button, the number one on your phone, and you would be joined with us in the conversation. And I want to thank you again for being with us, supporting us. And we pray that to Allah that we will have you and those that you share this information with to join us again next Sunday. And now, Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Well, now we want to end the program with the fitting way to end our life, and that is in prayer. We come in, we was brought in this world with prayer. In sajda, inside our mother's womb, we was when Allah got through creating us as a fetus, we was in a prostrating position. And that was a sign that in our life, we are supposed to be not so much just bound down to Allah physically, but bending our will, submitting to His divine good will. And that would keep us in tune to our Creator and keep us in tune to His love and our love for each other. And then my conclusion in the prayer, all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. Allah says in the final revelation of the Quran for all people, He said He created us as nations and tribes that we might get to love and know each other and not that we may despise and hate each other. I greet you in the greetings of peace and love, always, all of you all, and I look to hear from you again next Sunday if we live to see it. If we're blessed to live to see it. I mean, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Walaikum assalam. May Allah bless you again with a beautiful day. My brother and our radio listening audience, we pray likewise that you too will be blessed with a beautiful day.
One who would forbid the wrong, one who would enjoy the right. And from the day you were born, that promise was kept true. There was so much work to do, but something special about you, and that something told us the time had come, and you would be the one who fulfills all the hopes, all the dreams and prayers.